Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoe met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk.
Maar ons gaan eers kyk na die 29ste konferensie van die Verenigde Nasies oor klimaatsverandering wat hierdie week plaasvind in Baku in Azerbeidjan. Nou dit is die COP29 konferensie en soos ek vroeër gesê die vernaamste punt op die agenda is om 'n finansieringsmodel vir ontleikende lande soos Suid-Afrika te finaliseer. Nou dit is 'n sensitiewe onderwerp want meeste van die groot ontwikkelde ekonomieë in die wêreld het oor dekades hulle ekonomieë gebou op die rug van goedkoop koolstofbrandstowwe. En dit kan dus baie onregverdig wees vir ontleikende lande soos Suid-Afrika met baie steenkool om nou na duurder groener tegnologie oor te skakel. En dis nie net Suid-Afrika wat 'n geldprobleem het nie, baie ontleikende lande het ook nie eenvoudig die geld om dit te doen nie. Nou, Samantha Graham-Marie is op die lyn, sy is die adjunct minister vir elektrisiteit en energie. Samantha, thank you so much for your time tonight. The topic of funding for developing nations is a very, very relevant one. And there's been a lot of talk and commitment from developed nations. They were always quite eager to sign agreements, but it doesn't seem like the money is flowing. What do you think are the key issues that need to be ironed out at the COP29 for this model to be a lot more efficient?
Hi, Rick. Thank you very much for having me on your show. And I'm sorry I can't speak on this topic in Afrikaans. But... Rake, yeah, look, I think the biggest issue obviously is the bankability of projects. We have quite a lot of projects in the pipeline in South Africa as an example for renewable energies, but we don't have sufficient grid to bring them online. So that's one of the issues that we are facing. There's a lot of demand worldwide for funding for electrification. I mean, if you think about it, 600 million people in Africa do not have access to energy at all. So there's demand throughout the whole of Africa for funding. And again, yes, I think the developed countries are making money available, but I think the conditions and terms that they are requiring are very onerous. And we as a country cannot afford to take on any more loans. So what we require in order for us to develop is to get grant funding. And obviously that's not as readily available as, concessional loans or other loan funding that is available.
Now, Carol Payton of News24 wrote an excellent article today, and she referred to this, in quotation marks, excellent deal South Africa signed with the developed world at COP26, which would, at least on the paper, it said $8.5 billion would flow into green projects in South Africa. But less than a quarter have actually, found its way to South African projects. And one of the reasons was that Eskom announced that it will continue to run its coal-powered power stations until 2030 and not switch them off by 2027 as it originally committed to do. So there's also a problem. But you refer to the conditions. I think that's a pretty straightforward condition. You know, switch off your coal-powered power stations and we'll provide funding for other sources. How do you see that?
Yes. So yes, it is a very straightforward condition. However, over 80% of the power that we generate in this country emanates from coal-fired power stations. It's not as easy as just switching them off. So one of the things we have committed to doing is to decommissioning 5 of our coal-fired power stations by 2030. The balance will then be decommissioned on the basis that suits the scale and ability of this country to meet its energy needs. It's been one of the things that we've stated is that it's all very well to come in now and stipulate that they'll give us funding if we just switch off power stations. But what happened was a couple of years ago, we switched off war decommissioned Komati power station. This was prior to the whole JET discussion. And there was no plan, there was no thought put into it. And what has happened is that we have turned Komati into an absolute ghost town because of the number of people that were reliant on that coal energy ecosystem that fed into that town's economy. So we have to be very careful as South Africa not to just kowtow to the demands of the West that are far more developed than we are and say to them that we cannot afford just to switch off coal-fired power stations. We lose a massive amount of our economy in terms of the coal mining and the rest of the downstream revenue that emanates from coal. And we have to do this at a pace and scale that we can afford that is not going to create more job losses, that's not going to create more unemployment. but yet we still will be striving towards the net zero by 2050.
But isn't that just poor planning?
It's not poor planning at all. You know, the thing is that, as I said, this was done at COP26. We're at COP29 now. So we've had 3 years. 3 years is not sufficient time for us to meet those requirements and to just decommission coal-fired power stations. Kusile and Medupi are still coming online. They're brand new power stations. So at the end of the day, there's no way we can just decommission them now after what we've spent on them. And they still have another 20, 30 years of life in them. So our target now is, our net zero target is 2050. We've got 5 coal-fired power stations that will reach end of life by 2030, and those will be decommissioned. And that there's an entire process around that. And that is what the JET funding is for, is to allow us to decommission at a pace that suits us. And in the interim, we can build other revenue streams, other economies around renewable energies and other sources, so that we're not merely replacing jobs in the coal industry, but we're also creating new jobs that we can build on so that our economy isn't suffering.
Yeah, that's the idea. And I think it's, you know, the just transition, I think, is critical for those economies. But the problem is, you know, renewable projects, the sun is shining in the Northern Cape and not on the coal fields of Mpumalanga. And it's going to be a very complex, problem to solve.
Absolutely. And we've obviously realized that the bulk of the renewable resources lie in the three Capes, in the Northern Cape, Western Cape, Eastern Cape. But the bulk of the transmission resides in the coal belts of Mpumalanga. So we've established, obviously, as the department, that we need to build about 14,000 kilometers of transmission. I was at an investment conference 2 weeks ago in London, and they were saying that in the last 10 to 15 years, 98.2% of money that has been invested in Africa has been invested in generation, which means that only 1.8% of that money has been invested in transmission. Transmission is very much the new economy around energy at the moment. And there's a huge appetite worldwide to invest in transmission. The problem is that the business model around transmission is very difficult because there's no direct revenue base for transmission. In other words, you build a transmission system, but you don't actually have a revenue stream that comes in. So it's a very complex system, but we're looking at a number of ways in which to develop our transmission system. We have got a huge appetite for investment, but we will be launching the new transmission development plan, and around that, the transmission models that we're looking at. That will then obviously allow us to bring more renewables online in a much quicker time frame than we've been able to currently.
Samantha, baie dankie vir jou tyd. Dit was Samantha Gray-Maree, sy is die adjunct minister van elektrisiteit en energie. Johan Gous van PPS, ek dink dis 'n daar finale punt is uitstekend. Die belegging moet ingaan in die verspreidingsnetwerk en ek is eintlik verstom dat so min geld al daar ingegaan het die afgelope dekade wat ons hierdie groot elektrisiteitsprobleme het.
Dit klink na transmissie of dit die plek is, maar soos hy sê, jy weet, wie daar is hierdere geld te maak uit die pipeline gedeelte noodwendig nie bereik het. Dit is 'n baie komplekse onderwerp. Want jy het, soos hulle sê, Kusile Medupi, ons het so lang gewag, daar is soveel geld spandeer, om nou daar die aandacht te moet afsit, en dan aan die een kant het die ekonomie, en die ander kant het die omgewing, en die ekonomie beteken werkskepping, so dit is werklik nie een maklike probleem om op te los nie.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoeie elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoeie, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg MoneyWeb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.